Alzheimer's is a 100% fatal disease.
Dave Bruns is a spokesperson for AARP Florida, referencing the fact that there's currently no cure or treatment for Alzheimer's disease.
So this is among the grimmest diagnoses that one can receive, and it ranks among AARP members as one of their top fears.
That's why AARP is contributing $60 million to the Dementia Discovery Fund in honor of the organization's 60th anniversary, with an additional $15 million from partner organizations United Health Group and Quest Diagnostics. The total investment is $75 million. The contribution has helped the British-based investment fund, DDF, reach its fundraising target of $350 million.
The purpose of AARP's investment in this fund was to kickstart development of new treatments. Currently, several major pharmaceutical manufacturing companies have pulled out of the development of new treatments, and so there's really a gap in funding development of new treatments. AARP is moving to address that gap.
This is another way of creating a funding stream to support creative and innovative ideas outside of the more traditional grant funding mechanism.
Dr. Rodney Gutman is a biology professor and Alzheimer's researcher at the University of West Florida. He says research projects funded by traditional sources, such as the National Institutes of Health and the Alzheimer's Association, typically result in knowledge that is developed and moved forward slowly and incrementally.
A concept like this, I think, is more of a high-impact clinical application, and that is to try to focus individuals on finding clinical discoveries, and that is more of a quantum leap forward. And that's difficult to do in a traditional scientific funding scheme where you have a narrow-focused hypothesis and you're trying to build and accumulate that knowledge, which has been the typical way and has led to the discoveries we have today. And so it's not a means of displacing that. It's simply a way to add to that.
The idea is to provide an incentive for researchers to develop new drugs faster. While pharmaceutical companies have had success recently developing pills for a wide range of conditions, there are still only 5 federally approved drugs for the treatment of dementia and Alzheimer's. None of them cures or stops the disease from progressing. According to Dr. Gutman, one of the big reasons is that the brain is one of the most complicated organs in the body.
So there's still a long way to go in our basic understanding of how the brain normally works, much less what's happening in a disease such as Alzheimer's disease, which is the slow progressive neurodegeneration that's, you know, affecting behavior and personality and cognition and all these different domains and is different within each person.
Clinical trials are expected to continue to play a major role in the development of new drugs to ensure they are both safe and effective. Currently, UWF is conducting its own clinical trial focused on agitation in Alzheimer's and still looking for participants. Gutman says these efforts to advance Alzheimer's research are a big deal for a state like Florida. It has the highest percentage of senior citizens in the nation, and it's where about 9% of the 5.7 million Americans who are living with the disease reside.
People love to come where the weather is warm and nice, and then taxes are low, and so people are migrating here every day. And Pensacola, in particular, is one of those locations that's kind of that sweet spot. You know, you've got a nice university here, access to the beaches, you've got a low cost of living. And so Pensacola and Escambia County in general is experiencing growth, and this is going to continue to happen.
For us, this is personal.
Again, AARP spokesperson Dave Bruns.
There are so many of us that have had experiences not only with Alzheimer's, but with other forms of dementia. And it is a cruel disease to watch your loved one turn into a shell of their former self right in front of your eyes over a period of sometimes 10 years.
To date, Bruns has found it hard to remain optimistic. But AARP is an organization for aging Americans, and he believes supporting faster development of new Alzheimer's treatments is the right thing to do. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.